The World This Week. Business.
The Eurozone's annual inflation rate leapt to 8.1% in May. The European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates for the first time in a decade in July and again in September. Surging prices may mean that it will opt for bolder increases than currently envisaged, perhaps of half a percentage point. In America, Janet Yellen admitted that she had been wrong to think that inflationary pressures would be temporary. The Treasury Secretary said that in 2021, she didn't fully understand the risks from supply chain bottlenecks and other factors that have driven America's inflation rate to a 40-year high, but that the government recognized them now. Joe Biden said that fighting inflation is our top economic challenge. The issue could hurt the Democrats in the midterm elections. India's economy grew by 4.1% in the 3 months ending March 31st, year on year, a slower pace than in recent quarters. After rebounding from COVID-19, the country is now beset by rising prices. Annual inflation reached an overall 7.8% in April, but the category for food, which accounts for half the consumer price index, hit 8.4%. Oil prices rose sharply, in part because of the EU's long-delayed agreement to place an embargo on Russian oil. The price of Brent crude closed above $120 a barrel for the first time in 2 months. Some members of OPEC are reportedly willing to exclude Russia from oil production targets agreed to under OPEC Plus because Russian volumes have been hampered by sanctions. Police raided the headquarters of DWS Group, a big German asset management firm, amid allegations that it misled investors. A whistleblower has claimed that DWS exaggerated the amount it held in ESG, or environmental, social and governance assets. Such embellishment is known as greenwashing and is a growing problem in the ESG industry. America's Securities and Exchange Commission is preparing to tighten the rules on how ESG products are defined and marketed. There was speculation that another bidder could emerge for VMware, an enterprise software firm. Broadcom, a chipmaker, recently agreed to pay $61 billion for VMware in a friendly takeover. America's Supreme Court put a temporary hold on a law in Texas that would have stopped social media platforms from removing content they label as misinformation or extremist. Industry groups challenged the legislation, saying it would damage the effort to scrub hate speech and propaganda from the sites. In a 5-4 decision, the court did not rule on the constitutionality of the law, but decided to send the issue back to the lower courts. Sheryl Sandberg unexpectedly decided to step down as chief operating officer of Meta. Ms. Sandberg joined Facebook in 2008, helping Mark Zuckerberg transform it into the behemoth social media platform that it is today. She is one of Silicon Valley's most influential executives and is expected to spend more time working on her charitable causes. Share prices in Chinese tech firms rallied as the 2-month lockdown in Shanghai came to an end. Nasdaq's Golden Dragon China Index of Chinese companies that list shares in America recorded its first monthly gain in May since October. Sentiment was also boosted by Alibaba's solid growth in quarterly sales.